I am my beloved's. Beloved, are you mine? Oh, if you asked it of me, I'd tear this down and leave it all behind. I have searched for ages down every single road, and though the path I followed is led this far, I fear it's growing cold. So I'll start a fire, feed the flames so they grow higher and higher. But I know my doubt strong enough to put a fire out. Oh, I've seen them all, seen them rising and seen each one fall. But I can't ignore, well, the answer I am searching for. I want something more. Who is this that gathers round me like the sun? If everyone who knows you is counted blessed, will I be counted? Who is this that shimmers brighter than the moon? How could I have looked for it all my life and still have not found truth? Should I bite my tongue, simply hope that only hope's enough, or look for the light when it's easier to close my eyes? When I called your name, not in anger but in fear and pain, how the silence roared, how it echoed down the corridor. I want something more. I want something more. I want something more.
Something more that came out of my own upbringing, which was very religious, and it's, you know, I didn't really have much of a say in that, so it's not a bad thing, but it's something that I grew kind of out of and questioned a lot while I was growing up, and kind of continually, I'm a people pleaser, and I would come to this place of either you're honest about what you don't believe and you upset everybody, or you lie and you upset yourself. And you say you believe things that you don't. So it just kind of was like, I guess I don't want to stop searching for truth, and I'm not going to stop searching, but that doesn't have to look the way I was taught it has to look. So it's kind of an honesty song about how I've been feeling about all those giant questions. yeah, it's a hard one to play in front of certain crowds, especially the home crowd, because, you know, I know, like, I don't think there's any problems with my family or anything hearing it, but I just always am like, I still don't want to rock the boat.
Which is part of what the song's about.
Yeah, very much so.
When do you feel most in your element personally? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
It's a tie, I think, between recording, because I love that process for the most part. It's the most creative part, because when I'm writing and often when I'm performing, I'm by myself. But when I'm recording, I'm usually with a bunch of other musicians and the producer and everyone in the room. And there's just such a electricity of ideas everywhere. And I love that feeling. But it's also when I perform and it does go well. And not that it usually doesn't, but, like, you know, when you're in that feeling of, like, you're connecting with an audience. And then after the people come up and they want to talk to you about what a song means, or, like, the support they show you, that's also quite electrifying. So probably a tie.
You've toured extensively around North America, Europe, and the UK, and you've recently toured with John Bryant. I'm sure you've made countless memories, but can you tell me about one of them that really stands out in your mind as a special one for you?
We have toured a lot, and it's funny. I remember being at a show. I think it was in. This is terrible because this is the whole story twice over. I was in Brussels, I think, and I went up on stage and I was saying something like, "Oh man, I'm so excited to be here. This is my first time in this town." And someone in the audience yelled out, "No, it's not." I was like, "What?" And then they feel like you were here like a year and a half ago. Oh my goodness! But like, as much as you know, it's important to connect with the crowd. Towns really do start to just kind of blur together when you're touring a different city or country every other day. You're just zipping around and playing your show, and every stage kind of looks the same, and people are people. So you're just like, "Oh man, this is a bit of a whirlwind." So one show that really does stand out to me. It wasn't so much a concert as it ended up being a concert, but it was that fellow who made me the guitar, the Divine Guitars. We met because he flew me out to Maui to play at his wedding, which was very incredible. And it was just he and his wife, and then the guy, the officiant who married them, and then a photographer and me, and that was the entire wedding. So I played. They wanted me to play all my songs, and I did. And that was on a Saturday, and then the next day was Sunday, and he said, "Hey, my friend wants to play a show with you at his rooftop bar in town. Would you be interested?" And I was like, "Well, I'm only here for one more day, so sure, let's do it." So I said yes, and then I got a phone call, and it was an English accent, and a fellow said, "Hey, this is Mick Fleetwood. I'm calling to play with you at my rooftop bar." And it really was, yeah.
Oh my gosh!
He knew all my songs. He had been listening. His girlfriend apparently had heard my tunes and showed him, and so he had just been listening. And so when he showed up, he was saying like, "Oh, can you play the one about the little sparrow, or can you play this one or that one?" And I was just like,
"Oh my gosh!
Oh man, I was flying so high." So then that night we played to about 200 people on his rooftop bar, and it'll be burned in my memory forever.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I've never had such an incredibly wonderful answer to that question before.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the coming months?
I have a couple more singles coming out this year. I don't know if I'm allowed to say when, but soon. And then there's a new LP that's coming out this year as well. Another record. And then I'll be touring probably more this fall and winter pretty extensively, this new record I'll be touring. But in the meantime, I'm actually, my wife and I are having a kid next month.
Congratulations.
So thank you so much. So I'm going to be home for a couple months just hanging out with my wife and our kid. And then I will be hitting the road later this year to support the new record. And dealing with all that new stuff.
Wonderful. You got a lot of good times ahead.
Yeah.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Behind the Light. What can you tell me about that one?
That was an exercise in that kind of fictional story writing that we were talking about before. That was more of I wanted to see if I could write a story about something that I haven't actually gone through, and then not about someone else's experience, like someone that I know in my life. I want to just try and let the music kind of move the words as I was trying to find the words. And I remember getting the line, "I remember the sweeter days, the summers that never end," and being like, that is definitely not a line that I would normally come up with. And so I thought, oh, that's a really interesting kind of digression of a place that I wouldn't normally go. Let's just chase that and see how far it goes. And then within about 30 minutes, I had the whole song kind of figured out. It's also really fun to play. It's in a really tricky tuning and everything. So it's fast finger picking. And I really like doing that on a lot of this new stuff.
I love the song and the whole EP. Can't wait to hear the new album.
Thank you.
Joshua, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks so much for having me. Thank you.
more here than meets the eye. There is something here to behold. Crimson sunsets and violet skies mixed with amber and waves of gold. As the light fell underneath the dark, and the whole time I wondered where you are. I remember the sweeter days, all the summers that never end. Diving headlong below the waves as they break the horizon bends. But I still don't seem to understand. Over, so here I go again. Yeah.